Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has things to say that will bless us thoroughly. This is a time we need to yield to the Lord, receive what He's saying, receive the dreams that He gives, not just the ones He gives us personally, but the ones you know that He gave others as well. This is the day we need to yield to Him and receive what He has to say. The Lord has much to say to us. He has many things to do in our behalf. He loves us. Our will can be according to His. And when it is, there's a peace that people have yet to know. It exists. Now, the more I drew near to the Lord and He drew near to me, I found out about abilities that every child of God truly have. And I lived in a peace that you could, it's like you were wrapped up in it. You were surrounded by His peace and joy. And there were many times I still had the same problems I had moments prior. But as the Lord gave me His knowledge, I had His peace. When my will was His will, and things that would normally aggravate me, it didn't bother me anymore because I saw things different. You know, even like the job I have, I had a job, things were really wrong. There was a lot of problems. But as I drew near to the Lord, I saw that things that were out of place, the healing life that was in me, if I would yield to the Lord, I saw things different, and I found ways to heal some of the problems that did exist. My attitude towards people, towards the problems, when I run into things that I didn't know what to do, I would yield to the Lord, and he would help me solve the problem. Not, you know, and my work is I work on cars. Sometimes I had hard mechanical problems, things that I didn't know about. I had to learn and make adjustments. I had to do research to find the answer. And then I had, you know, other people had things that bothered them. And the Lord would give me wisdom for every situation. So it's, you know, when you have the life of God in you, things don't have to be pristine, but you'll begin to see the options that you already have, and you'll be able to see and sense what to do. You're not alone. You'll be able to make a difference in unique ways. You'll be able to help people heal. You'll be able to say the right things. You'll be able to solve doubts. You know, and when people get aggravated, you'll be able to help them calm down. All of this, these are options that truly exist. But when you yield to the Lord, you have the strength through Him. You have the might if needed. You have His knowledge. You can receive knowledge of what to do. Sometimes scripture references will come, and I would know how to help people make a difference. Sometimes all these things work together. I'm learning how to do things in a greater way. And that's something I pray for. I wanted to represent God to man. And I want to represent man to God. And I pray for people. When He taught me to love His people, I take love very serious. And you have to be consistent with love. Most people love each other, but most people are not consistent in the way that they love each other. If they think that somebody is doing them wrong, they get offended. And once offended, things are different. They see things different. But when you can control offenses, you can get to the root of the problem. The Lord taught me to look beyond what's bothering a person and love them where they're at. Even in the mess that they're in, love the person, but just do what's right. Now, sometimes when you're obeying God and you love people that they're angry at, they get offended at you, they get mad at you, but that's not the way to do it. And it's all right to love people when people don't agree, even with you. And do what's necessary. People don't always like your decisions when you take a stand for God. That's just too bad. But you do it anyway, and you love people regardless. Even when they're mad at you, you love them anyway. And eventually, after people see things, see the light of God's word, the word of God in action is light. The word of God in action is light. The word of God in action is light. And it overcomes the world. When people see you flying far above the snake line, when you see people doing well in spite of what's wrong, they don't let what's wrong bother them. They rise above it. Then they'll learn to do it. But they got to see the light before they rise above. And they got to do what's right in order to rise above. They learn to not be limited. See, the things in this world, it suggests that you're limited to a certain level of life. There are no limits in Christ. You know, like I said some broadcasts ago, whatever you didn't get growing up, the Lord will compensate you for it. If you'll just stick to doing His word, you will be compensated. What I mean by compensated, I don't mean you'll be paid for the misery you went through. I'm saying the Lord will bring you up to par. He'll bring you up to you'll be better off. You won't have lacks. The things you lacked before, the Lord will fulfill you. He'll fulfill you. Whatever training you didn't get from your parents, He can give you greater training. Whatever love you didn't get from your parents, you have in Christ. Whatever sympathy you didn't get from others, the Lord had. He sympathizes with you. When people don't listen to you, God listens to you. And He will help you heal in every category where you had a lack, and you will be fully compensated. You'll be brought up to the level of a person that had a good background. And I like to call that the zero line to make things easy. Wherever you had negative lacks, you'll be brought up to par to the zero line. You'll be like Adam in the Garden of Eden. Nothing was wrong. Your life was healed. You're brought up to standards of living. And then the Lord will help you. You're healing, and now you're going to rise above the zero line. And then you have opposition that's out there to challenge you from graduating from glory to glory. Imagine a zero line, and then you have positive steps. 1, 2, 3, all the way to 10. And the enemy don't want you to get to the next level above the zero line. Because your light is destroying his kingdom. Your light is pulling people out of the snares that he had them trapped in. The light that you live and enjoy is helping people see the lies for what they are. And then they begin to grow on every level of life. So, you know, if you go up any mountain, if it's high enough, there's a portion of that mountain snakes, just you won't find snakes above it. Because the atmospheric pressure, it aggravates. The higher you go up, they don't like that. So you begin to ascend far above the snake line. And no matter what Satan do, you overcome him. And you stop him. You're obedient to God. The way the Old Testament saints got rid of problems and the way that they overcame Satan, they were obedient to God. And God drove Satan out of their path. They drove men out of their path physically. And God will give them victory in battle. And he will cause their enemies to be scattered and afraid of them, and they wouldn't bother them. But when they got in idolatry, then the enemy, they were weaker, then the enemy would come to kill them. Now, we're a little greater than they are. We have Christ. And we fight spiritually, primarily spiritually. We can fight physically, but if we fight spiritually, there'll be less casualties. People that get caught in the crossfire. Now, what I mean by that, if you keep the battle supernatural, there won't be any casualties. And you can fight wherever you are by faith, and the angels will do the work, and nobody dies. I know what I'm talking about. I've experienced this too many times. It works. But it only works for people who are obedient. Disobedience stops you. You don't have authority in disobedience. You only have authority is for God's people who walk in his way. James said this way. He said, submit your whole life to God. Submit yourselves, that means all of you, to God. Then resist the devil and he will flee from you. That doesn't mean that you don't have authority if you're resisting. You may not feel like you're victorious at current times sometimes. But when you're standing against something, you still have authority. And you have to submit your lives, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will always flee from you. That's just the way it is. So we have to be obedient, walk in love, do the things that Jesus taught. Don't disobey Jesus nowhere. And then he gave you authority. If you'll do that, you got authority. You already believed on him and you're saved from your sins. And you're in Christ. You're a new creature. Walk in it. Don't ever not walk in the things of God. Don't let something pull you back down below the zero line. Rise far above it. Be as strong as you can in him. Your strength is in Christ. And as you go forward, enjoy. You can live far above the zero line. And you can live far above the snake line. You can tell Satan to stop, he got to stop. But the focus of what I'm talking about today is yielding to the Lord. If you can just yield to him, he'll make the difference. If you can yield to him, he'll talk to you and help you see things the way they should be. You'll enjoy life. Even though situations change slower than you desire them to, you're on the mend, and all the things that's wrong, you'll be compensated for it. You'll be brought forward, not backwards, and God will bless you. And you won't diminish. You'll do everything you're supposed to do. But if you stop short somewhere, then it won't work. A lot of people are not living according to the means that God has given us. There are ways to live in his peace and not be removed from it. If you follow the Lord your God and King, you can rise above every form of darkness. But if you give in to the ways of the world and do things according to the if you do things according to the worldly past, if you do what other Christians do, a lot of Christians don't know about the peace that they can live in. You can't go by church people. You can't go by pastors. Your relationship with God, Jesus is who you go by. Your relationship with God is up to you. You can rise above all things in Christ. You can do what's necessary. You can believe God. You can go forward. You can enjoy His peace. This is the theme of what I'm saying. Receive His word. Receive His word. Receive the essence of what Jesus is saying. Take Him serious. Take it literally. Everything Jesus said, you can take it literally. You can take it literally. And you can grow from glory to glory. Nobody wants to cut their hand off from stealing. If a member of your body offends, it is better to cut it off than go to hell. Cutting something off is an extreme, but it's better than going to hell. And the best way to take that word serious is to look at Jesus. He also said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If you don't think you can measure up anywhere in your life to the standards of God, look at Jesus and ask Him for help. Before you cut your hand off to quit stealing, or any member of your body off to quit doing wrong, before you castrate yourself, look at Jesus and ask Him for help. These are the first steps of obedience. See, you'll never forget some of the terms I use. If you look at Him and pay attention and receive what He has to say, you won't have to demember yourself to not go to hell. Now, some people have excused hell. Well, hell is a metaphor. A lot of people have disqualified hell, but when they fall into it, it's too late. When you die and you're not in Christ, it's too late. Hell is real. Hell is important. He made it for an important reason. He gave us the life of God, and we need to eat off the tree of life in order to grow far beyond what we normally could do. We can grow from glory to glory. We don't have to live according to the world. We don't have to stay far below the zero line. We don't have to live according to the measurements. You know, the word calls them rudiments of the world. The way people measure things, you don't have to do that. You can do it God. You can walk in His peace. If you receive His word, it'll be easy to follow the peace. And you will grow from glory to glory. But you have to receive what the Lord is saying. So many people have the same problems they had 20, 30 years ago, 40, 50 years ago. They go to church, they hear the word, forget it, and do something else. But when you receive what the Lord is saying, you're going to have faith for what He said. And it will heal every part of your life. I have had peace and great joy in the most troublesome days of my life. And they were long days. And people would say, how do you do that? I was looking at the Lord. I didn't cut any of my members off. I still got my hands, my feet, everything God gave me. And I learned to live from glory to glory. Anybody can do this. That's why Jesus, he didn't just die to get us out of trouble. He also died for us to live like He does. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.